WOKC News.
Another ranch preserved. With WOKC News, I'm Charles Murphy. The Saboni Ranch, a 1,060-acre cow-calf operation near Fort Drum, was added to the Rural and Family Lands Protection Program. The easement will cost the state $9.85 million total, with the U.S. Air Force contributing $1 million due to the nearby Avon Park bombing range. The land is next door to the Pine Creek Sporting Club. FWC announcing a public meeting in Okeechobee later this month to discuss new freshwater commercial fishing updates, including an update on the Lake Okeechobee Hale Siner fishery. The meeting will be on February 24th at the County Civic Center on U.S. 98 starting at 6 p.m. Artificial intelligence and its role in agriculture discussed by the Florida House Housing, Agriculture, and Tourism Subcommittee. Experts say laborers shouldn't be worried about losing their jobs in farming as AI could create new jobs. Dr. Nathan Boyd says they're very close to using robots on berry harvesting in the state. He's with the University of Florida.
I don't think for citrus as an example, I don't think we're there yet. But some, you know, people said strawberries could never happen. And strawberries have such a soft, just press it a little bit too hard, you destroy it.
Ranchers have been using virtual fences via computer to replace barbed wire fences to keep cows in pasture. The University of Florida uses artificial intelligence to improve meat and dairy production. They've been using DNA for years to help breed cattle that do better in our Florida heat. Glades County is worried about wildfires. They've had some large ones in Muse and County Road 74. They're under a burn ban. County Manager Paul Carlisle says the danger is real, urging landowners to follow that burn ban.
We still have individuals who think it's okay that they can burn stuff on their property. They're creating hazards for us and for our staff and for their neighbors.
The city of Stewart sending off a letter to U.S. Senators Rick Scott and Ashley Moody and Congressman Brian Mast. They'd like to see more water projects on the Treasure Coast. They want to end discharges completely from Lake Okeechobee. Councilmember Campbell Ridge says even Okeechobee is supportive of many of these appropriations.
This is one of the few issues that I get agreement on when I attend the Council of Local Government meetings, because Okeechobee wants to be part of this and understands how important it is. So this can also act as a way of building a coalition, which is going to be required for us to be successful going forward.
An Okeechobee woman was arrested kicking and screaming with combat-style boots on. Deputies are trying to serve a warrant at 1145 Northwest 102nd Street for Christina Ray Sargent Peacock. She also was armed with a fixed-blade knife. Deputies finally used their tasers and some pepper spray to gain compliance. She's facing charges that include battery on lawmen, resisting arrest, possession of ammo or a weapon by a convicted felon, and attempted escape. Her bond was $47,500. I'm Charles Murphy, WOKC News.